Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda does not support or endorse Donald Trump, but she does believe he's raising important issues and transforming public discourse.
Donald Trump, just in his sort of way, ripped back the veil. I do not agree with him on abortion. Let's be very, very clear if that's where he's going. But the fact that we're now talking about that and that that is something that to discuss in open media, I think, is important. I think the NATO bit is important. I think immigration in the way that he's talked about it is important.
Breaking with the Democratic Party isn't exactly new for Raywinkle Vasalinda. In the 2016 session, she was a strong supporter of the Campus Carry Bill and the Pastor Protection Act, aimed at shielding conservative clergy who object to gay marriage. With term limits looming, she is considering a bid for Congressional District 2, a conservative tract which spans Panama City to Ocala. But Leon County GOP Chair Evan Power believes she's fishing for panhandle voters.
Because she's term limited and faces a reality where she can't run for the House, the Senate isn't open, and she's looking at what her opportunities are, and all of them tend to be a little more conservative than she's represented. So she's trying to reinvent herself with this, you know, this Donald Trump movement that's out there.
Raywinkle Vasalinda does support a host of progressive issues. She favors environmental protection, abortion rights, abolishing the death penalty, and legalizing pot. But she says a conservative-leaning Democrat could have a shot at CD2, and she fancies herself that candidate.
Even some of the issues that you might find traditionally Democratic, I tend to be on a sort of a libertarian way of thinking about it.
But again, Evan Power says he's not convinced, and neither are voters.
The fact is that that district is changed. It's going to be heavily Republican and conservative, Republican-leaning. And I don't think Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda is a libertarian or conservative-leaning Democrat.
Raywinkle Vasalinda is still testing the waters and has not yet announced a bid for Congressional District 2. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.